Hi, welcome to the Shallow Dive on the Daf Yomi. I hope you enjoy.
Becca, we're going to be working on Kuf Tes Zayin. But before we see that, we should look at the Mishnah, the bottom of Kuf Tes Vav, Amud Aleph. Zeba b'chaviso shel yayin. Zeba b'kado shel dvash. The two people, one has his small jug of wine, and the other one has his jar of honey. Nistaka chavis shel dvash. If the container of honey started getting cracks, b'shofach ze'ezieno, and the fellow who's with him, who has wine which is less valuable, spills out his wine, and thereby was able to provide a vessel to save the honey, the soho, now with his empty wine jug. All he has is his reward. Rashi says, schar kli uschar pu'lo. Whatever the value is of using the jug and the value of saving the wine, which is, of course, presumed to be much less than the cost of the wine, which he intentionally threw out to save this honey. V'imamar atel shecha. And if he said, I will save yours, ata nosenlid me sheli, and you give me the value of mine, chayv litino, then he is obligated to pay. At that point, he can't just say, here's a few pennies for the rental value until I'm able to get it to a better housing. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. But I don't have to pay for your wine. If that's the deal, the guy spoke it out in advance. He wants to be a hero, but he doesn't want to lose his wine. He speaks it out, and there's an agreement. So, that's the agreement. Shotaf nachal chamoro v'chamor chavero. If there's a river that's flooding, or a brook that's flooding, and he has his donkey, and his friend has his friend's donkey, shelo yachemane, his is only worth 100, shel chavero masayim, his friend has a fancy donkey, 200, a Tesla donkey. So, what happens now? V'niach ze shelo, and he says, why should I save my own donkey? It's a regular, simple donkey, only worth 100. V'hitzel eschaver, he saved his friend's donkey. Ein lo el escharo. So yes, he's a hero, but he only gets the reward of saving his friend's donkey. V'imamar lo, but if he said, and he adds, I'll save your donkey, it's worth twice as much. But you give me the value of my donkey that I'm foregoing to save your donkey, then he's required to pay. Two very parallel cases that it appears that there's a value in making up terms in advance. Don't make assumptions. Okay, let's see the Gemara. The Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph had two dots. Im amar lo atzil eshecha v'chulu. If he said, I will save yours. Am I? Why is this the case? V'nei malei mishat anibach. Why doesn't he say, the one who's being rescued over here, why doesn't he say, hey, that was a trick. I was just joking around. Strange question, Chayra. But that's the Gemara's opening question. Meaning, even after it's spoken out, why can't he say, I was just joking around? Milotani, do not have a raisa? Arei shahaya boreach mibeis asurim. If somebody was fleeing from prison, v'haisa maveres lefanav, and he's got a way to cross over in front of him, a waterway, amar lo toldina v'avireni, he says to the fellow there, take a dinar, which is a very expensive ferry fee, and cross me over. En la laschara. So we have a braisa saying that he only gets his regular schar. Alma amale mishatani ba. Sounds like, at the end of the day, the guy crossed him over and he says, where's my dinner? You promised me a dinner. So I was just joking around. And he only gets the regular fee. So it sounds like you could say that. That it was just, I was exaggerating to get you to move. Achanami, lemalei mashatni bach. Why don't we say the same thing over here? That he was just trying to encourage him to be the hero. But not that he actually meant to pay. Haludam. They're not actually comparable. It's more comparable to a different case. The seifa. The seifa of that braisa has a more comparable case. V'yam amalo tol dina zeh b'scharcha b'avireni. And if he said, take this dinar as your reward to cross me over the river, no sin lo schara mishalim. He has to pay the full wage. Ma'ishna reisha ma'ishna seifa. What changed in the first case where he does not actually, he's not able to collect, the ferryman is not able to collect the full proposed wage. In the second case he is. Amarami barchamo, b'tzayid hasholet dogi min hayam. They're talking about a guy who's a fisherman. He's catching fish. Da'amalei afsaltani kavari bezuza. Who was saying, just the ferry fee is going to be worth a zuz, and I'm going to lose out the fish. I should lose out the fish for a zuz. So therefore, I'm not interested. You're right. We don't disagree about the standard fee for transport. It's just a zuz, not a dinar. But I'm busy fishing. I've got all these fish coming in now. If you want me to move now, so then you got to compensate me. Not willing to lose these fish. In that case, in the seifa, so it's not just zeros but almo, not just encouragement, but there's an overcoming of a loss. So then he has to pay. That's very much like our case. In our case, there's a loss. Let's see Rashi. Mavers, Svina Chava, Shavimba Rochiv Anat. A wide boat that crosses over the river. Tafsaraton, Kvari Bezuzo, Behind Beschara, Dektani, Tol Dina, Beschash, Atamafsid Kan. That was the reward they agreed upon. He says, okay, you're right, you're fishing now. Give up the fishing, and the schar you get, a dinar, Nosin lo, osu schar mishalin. Nasnizunami, hare, hefsedunik. Our case also, the loss is clear. He's losing his own wine, he's losing his own donkey. In these cases, the agreement is binding. That we do not say it's just encouragement to be a hero. Let's take a look. The Gilyan HaShas, Rabbi Kedegi recommends we look at the Rosh in Perek Beis of Bamitzia Sun Chavches. Take a look what he says there. Tovaze anu lemeidin mahudit nan perik agozo basra, shot of nar, chamoro, chamor chavero, venir shalo, hitzelas chavero, enu eloscharo. The lo amrinan, shiitol, kol ma shehifsid, bashavaso. We don't say that he should take all of his losses in the process of returning the lost object. היה ולטו מסלע, שאין מפסיק כלום בשבסה. אל נוטה כמו ששמר אדם, ששמרין, ששמין שאדם היה נוטל על מלאכה קל כזו. He can collect based on the wage that a person would take for such a similar malacha. Ahainu taimo given shebnei bailim hu hailo lahasnos. Tosa says a major hesber in our sugya. He says the reason why he is required to make these explicit terms. The hero fellow who's busy pouring out his own wine to save the other guy's honey, or foregoing the risk to his own donkey to save his friend's donkey. The owner is there. Since it's in front of the owner, he must make a tanai, must make a condition. And because he did not stipulate exactly what he wanted, he wanted compensation for his losses. He lost out because that is upon him. He wants to do something heroic, but he wants some compensation. Very nice. The other guy is probably going to be reasonable and say, yeah, I'd rather not lose my honey altogether. Yeah, I'd rather not lose my donkey altogether. Sounds like a good deal. But because the hero decided not to, he loses. And then he can only get the reward for the act in a regular case, which does not, it's not normally so high. There's no loss entailed. Says the Rosh, from here we can derive that if the owner was not there, he's got to pay. Our case is that the 200 donkey that's at risk, that the person decides to forgo his own to save the more expensive donkey, that there needs to be spoken out terms if he wants to be compensated. That's only true, says the Rosh, when the owner is there. The owner is there, you must agree to terms with the owner. Let him agree, let him not agree. But if the owner is not there, then it's presumed that the owner would be interested and he will be able to collect. He said, look, my donkey is 100. You're right, a regular fee for going down to save your $200 donkey is a small fraction of 100, but there's nobody else available. And therefore the presumption is you'd be interested in salvaging what you could. That being the case, Sarach Litin Lo Dmei Chamor, that's what the Rosh Paskins, that the loss accrued over here, it's a far cry from Mishat Anibach, right? Our Gemara's starting point is, why don't I just blow him off? Say, oh, I was just kidding. Just trying to encourage you to be a hero. I shouldn't have to pay you anything extra. The Rosh is saying the opposite. The whole reason he has to talk is because, to speak out terms, is because the owner is there. Owner is there, you have interest to deviate from the norm. Yes, it's an unusual situation, but what you want is different than the norm as well. You've got to speak it out. In a case where the owner is not available, and there is a default presumption that he would be interested, then the hero will be compensated for his loss. That's the Rosh. Continuing the Gemara. Shotaf nor chamor v'chamor chavero, shalo yafa manachu, with the second case of the Mishnah, v'tzricho, and it's necessary. Di'i ashmu'inon kamaisa, because if I would have only heard out the first case of the wine and honey, hasam hu, the chipirish, yavle mekule. There, when he spoke it out, do we say that he gives him the full value? Mishum debiyadayim kamafsit, because there he literally pours out his own wine in order to save the other guy's honey. So it's with his own hands he's causing loss. Avalahocha, in this case though, The second case of the Mishnah, dimemela, that is just automatic. He's not slaughtering his own donkey that's worth 100. He's just allowing it to perish. Neva ein lo ela schar. Maybe I would have said, in that case, he only receives his reward as a rescue agent, whatever the cost of that is, but not compensation for the loss of his donkey. V'yashmin on seifa, and if I would have only said the seifa, this case of the donkeys, ha'achahu, the mistoma ain lo ela schar. In this case, I would have said that the presumption is that he only gets his reward, mishom dimemela, because it's automatic. Aval hasam, to be daim, ema fil bistoma, yoevle dimekula. But I would have thought that in the case where he pours it out, then even without speaking it out, he should be fully compensated for his loss. Tzricha, therefore it's necessary to tell you, both cases share the same terms. We don't say that there's a more obvious right to compensation in the case where he pours out his own wine. And both cases we say it must be spoken out. And as the Rush adds, that's because the owner is there. If the owner is not there, and the presumption is that he's interested, the rescuer will be compensated from the loss, from his loss, from that which he saved. Bomine Rivkana Mirav. Rivkana asked Rav, Yod lahatzil, v'ala shalom e'elav ma. Let's say he went down to save, and he's busy saving his friend's donkey, and his own donkey, the courageous critter, was able to get up on its own and save itself from this flood by itself. What is the halacha? Amalei mishamaya rechimo ale. He said, from the heavens he has been recipient of this mercy. Kiha derev safra, like the case of Rav Safra, had ka'azil v'shayrusa. He was going in a caravan. Lavinu ahu ari, and they were being accompanied by that lion. Kol laila, every night. Kashadu lechamra, techamina, they would send one of their donkeys to the lion, the ka'achil, and he would eat it. Kimata zmane derv safra, when it came the time for Safra to send his lion food pack, shadar le chamra, he sent his donkey, the lo'achle, and the lion didn't eat Rav Safra's donkey. Kada Rav Safra, Rav Safra came back first, Zachabe, and he got his donkey back. Amar Rav Acha Midifzi L'Ravina, he made a Kenyan. Rav Acha Midifzi said to Ravina, Lamale L'Miskebe, why did he need to make a Zechia in it, to make a Kenyan in it? And he, Zechia Afkare, that's the Arya Afkare. Granted, he gave up this donkey, he placed it before the lion, but he only placed it before the lion. Adaita dekuleyama lo afkare. He didn't say he's declaring his donkey ownerless for the whole world. If the lion wants it, great. And if the lion doesn't want it, even better. Amar lei Rav Safra l'rvacha demilsa hu David. Enochanan, Rav Safra did not need to make a kenyan. He did not need to actually reacquire it. It wasn't a full hefker. He made it available for the lion. If the lion didn't take it, it's still his. But just to make it abundantly clear that it's his and not going back to the caravan as shared property, made a kenyan, but it was not necessary. It was, in fact, his the entire time. It wasn't a full hefker. So that's the story, the dimyan. And we're saying over here also that the hero, who saves his friend's donkey that's worth 200. If his donkey manages to escape unassisted, that's what the Rambam says, so then that's min ha-shamayim, shamayim rechim ole, and he gains that gain without it reducing the agreed upon wage. Let's see Rashi. Bidan ka pasid, shofech hasienu, bidayim shil. In the first case of the Mishnah, he spilled out his own wine with his hands in order to save the other fellow's honey. Yorad lahatzel, amanas shiitin lo dmei shelo. The condition of this attempted rescue is that he gets compensated that which he's losing by not working to save his own. V'ala shelo me'elav ma'u. And his own came up on its own, his own donkey. What's the halacha? Mi amrinam meikara da'afkare ka'avod dami. Do we say that at the outset he has given it up and it's like lost? M'chayev lohech l'shlumi. And the other one is obligated to pay. V'hadar zacha be'mare mefkeira. And then the original owner reacquires it from hefker, from ownerless property. Adilma kivin desalik salik. Min shemaya rachimo ale, v'yoyev le dme keilu mes. He has to pay as though it had died. That was the agreed term, that he's going to give up trying to work on saving his own donkey. And there's an expected loss, and the terms of his being willing to invest himself to save his friend's donkey that's worth 200 was the compensation of the 100. So he's got to pay that as though his own animal died, even though that's not actually what happened. Lavinu, the case of Rosafra, they were being accompanied. Mischaber imam ari, there was a lion accompanying them, by Mishame, they were saying, Mechayas Wisdom. And this lion was guarding their animals, the caravan's animals, from other wild beasts, two-legged or four-legged. And this lion was, apparently, this lion was wearing a tie. It's not that he was doing a shakedown. It's fee for service over here. Special line over here. Kodem Rav Safra, Kodem Sheyachzik Behem, Acher Sherei Hefkerai. That before somebody else took this chamor that he had presented to be available for the lion, lion's got to eat. So he acquired it again. L'rvach Ramosa, Shelo Yehei Ira B'davar. Just that there shouldn't be any controversy about the matter, but again, it was just the Rav Milsa, not min adin. Tosa says, "Lo dami laha de amar mel metzias." This case of adaita de arya afkre, Rav Safra placed this chamor at the disposal of the lion. It's not like a case in el metzias of dalit matzah min ari min ado reu shelo. Somebody is able to save from the attacks of a lion or a bear, then he's able to, there's a presumed yush. The owner is entirely hopeless of getting his item back. Over there, the case is that the lion is coming to plunder. There's a full hopelessness of the situation. In this case, here the lion is going with them. It was accompanying them. Lishmar, for the purpose of guarding. Like Rashi said, this lion is not a standard lion. He's guarding the caravan from other dangerous creatures. Rak shaynosnu lo lecho, but they had to give it what to eat. Chamor cholala, they gave it a donkey every night. Ve'afsha shepamim ha'yasava, sometimes he's not hungry. The lion has to be hungry every night. Ve'lo ochel, he didn't eat. Hilkach ein mafkir. Eladat to the ochelim. Aye, therefore, the one who's giving it is not entirely hopeless of getting it back. He's only willing to give it up if the lion decides he's hungry and wants to eat it. And this time, the lion didn't eat it. So, the safra wasn't really mafke, just made it available. Then Amuk Yosef says a little bit more than Tosus. Here the line was at peace with it. Yes, I manage. It's a special line over here. Shmalavoson, loya mafkirin elotzer chachiloso, pamemayasava, loya yacho lecho. Wasn't able to eat. Because on a diet. Okay? Hashtanami, im hayasava, loya tzer chlecho, loya lo lisiayish. There's no reason for yish. You're dealing with a special line. You find a line with a tie. So, somewhat civilized over here. He's been shown with him. Fee for service. He only eats when he's hungry. Very special line over here. Okay? So, that was the maisa. Bo mine rav mirebi. Second line from the bottom. Rav asks a question from Rebbe. Yord lahatzil. Velohitzil, Mao. What happened if our hero tried, put in all his efforts, but was not successful? Amelo zu she'ilai. Said this is a good question. Ein lo ela scharo. Then all he gets is his wage as a rescue agent. Will not get the compensation for his own loss. He tried to be a hero, was not successful. He then only gets the basic schar of hiring somebody to do what he did, which is less than the loss he sustained. And it was not a successful mission. So the guy who agreed to pay more, that agreement was predicated on him actually having his donkey saved. If not, then just the schar of somebody doing it without a hefzid. Eisve, if a cash on that. Hasocher es hapoel, somebody hires a laborer. Lahavi kruv, dur mas kinim. Somebody's hired somebody, a day laborer, to bring some cabbage and prunes, Rashi says. L'chole, for somebody who's sick. V'holach mutzo shemes. And he went and found that he had died. O shehivri, or the same price, he can have a happier ending, that he got better, doesn't need these things. No se lo schara mishalim. He has to pay the full value, whatever the agreed upon terms were. He obviously had hired special delivery, and in that case, there was an agreed-upon wage. The fact that there was no longer a need for it does not detract from the requirement to pay. Amalei midami hasam, says, is there a comparison to that case? Midami hasam avish le'ashechuse. Over there, the messenger did his job. Ha'cha lo avish le'ashechuse. In our case, he tried but failed. So you're right. When he did his job, and the recipient says, I don't really need it anymore, for whatever reason. So the one who was hired, contracted, gets the full wage that had been agreed upon. But in our case, where he did best efforts, he gets an E for effort, but he doesn't get a full wage that was agreed upon because he didn't deliver. Tanu Rabbanan, And Tosfos, by the way, speaks as that. Lahavi krov dumaskinin l'chole. Scharu b'shvil l'chole. Yoser ma shayroi l'sofro. He's hired at an extra wage. L'achimash melosh noson lo scharu m'shalom. That's implied, is to pay the full wage. And Tzarech lomar, demari kigon deleka l'meimar m'shatani bach. Tosa says, again, going back to the original question of our Gemara, why can't you just say, I was just trying to egg you on to do your job? So I offer you an outrageous wage, but just do your job, the regular price. You can't say that if there's any loss. So Tosa says, over here there's a loss. Meaning, yes, the case says, schara mishalem, the full wage. Why would there be no counterclaim that that full wage was outrageous, because the worker had to give up doing something else that would be making him money. He has legitimate claim to say, you want me to do it? In this case, the guy's sick. He says he needs it now. Fine, but it's going to cost extra because there's going to be a loss otherwise. He has to pay. And Tosfos, again, is working with that underlying principle. Meshatei Nibach, if there's no hafsid, would actually be a legitimate taina. Continuing the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan. Shiyara Shaisa Malechas Bamidbar. You had a caravan going in the desert. Ve'omad Alea Gais Latarfa. And a bandit comes to rip it apart. Chashma Lefi Mamin. They want to bribe the bandit, they have to pay according to their means. The aim of Hashem is going to fall, but not according to the individuals of the caravan. V'im scharo tayer, haloch lepneim, and if they hired a guide to lead them, Hashem aflach in a fashas, then they also make a calculation based on individuals. V'lo shana meminug hachamarin, and don't deviate from the custom among donkey riders. The general custom, how to do it, so follow that. Rishon achamarin lahasnos shekol mi shiaved lo chamaro, and the donkey riders can make a deal that anybody who loses his donkey, yamar lo chamar achir, he will be given compensation. The donkey rider guild can have insurance that if somebody loses, they've taken a guide, they've taken a donkey rider to lead them, if somebody loses their donkey, they'll cover it. Bekusya ein mamidin. Bekusya, Rashi says, bepshia, if there was a negligent cause of loss, then there's no compensation from this insurance program offered by the donkey riders. Shelo b'kusya mamidino. But if it was not a pshia, if it was not a negligent loss, then they've got to pay. You've got to compensate him, give him another donkey. V'mamar tnuli v'ani yashmar. And if he says, give it to me, and I will guard it, Ein shomer lo. You don't listen to him. Rashi says, Ein shomer lo. Shema lo yikach chamar. Maybe he won't take a donkey. Vehem lo hisnu, ela kadei sheyikach chamar. And the whole point was compensation, not financial compensation, but that he gets another donkey. V'yemos nafsho lishmor imayim v'leilos. And therefore, because he's got a donkey at stake, at risk, like everybody else in the caravan, he's going to also give up his precious sleep to guard with them at night. Menachayas velistim. Apparently, most caravans don't have the lion with a tie, and they've got to do their own guarding from two-legged and four-legged beasts. And the guy who's got his donkey compensated, he's got to do his own guarding with everybody else. And that's what they want. They don't want him to be off the hook. Pshita, isn't that obvious? L'tzricha, dislecham rachrino. It's not so obvious in a case where he has another donkey. The guy started with two donkeys. Maybe I would have said, he still has one remaining donkey. So he's going to be exerting himself to guard at night, just like everybody else. Kamash Malon comes to teach you, he guards much more if he's guarding two donkeys than if he's guarding one. So therefore, when they give him a compensation, a new donkey, so that's going to increase the guarding that he's going to participate in at night, and that's what they want. He's gotta do that. Tana Rabbana. Svino shahaisa malachas beyam, a boat that was traveling in the ocean, amar alav nechshol letova, and a large wave came to capsize it, vikilu mimasa'a, and they need to lighten the burden in order to save the ship. Nechashon lefi masui. So you have a bunch of people on this ship. Each one has to deduct based on their burden, their luggage. We don't say, this guy's luggage is more valuable, spare it, and that guy's less valuable, toss it. And do not deviate from the custom among the sailors. The sailors have a system, follow the system. And the sailors are able to make a condition, that anybody who loses their ship, they will have their ship compensated. If the ship was lost due to negligence, then they don't have to compensate for a negligent loss of ship. But if the loss was not due to negligence, then they have to pony up, give a new ship. And if the journey at sea was to a place where the ships don't go, then they don't compensate. The guild of sailors does not compensate for such a loss. Pshita, isn't that obvious? It's necessary. In the months of Nisan, they go a distance of one ashla. But in Tishrei, they go twice as far, tre ashla. Bika azil biyom Nisan lamakom Tishrei. And here in Nisan, he went the distance that he is regularly going, just at the wrong month. And where he would go in Tishrei, he's going in Nisan. Ma'u detema davshe nakat. What I would have thought to say is that he's going in his normal path, and therefore it's not considered a pshia, v'azel, and he's just following the path he's used to. Kamash malon. Therefore it's coming to teach you, no. In the months, if it's limited, and people go less in Nisan, and he went twice as far, so too bad. He's considered a poshea, and he does not get compensated. Tana Rabbana. Shehor shahaisa me'alechas b'midbar. Well, let's just see Rashi first. Mechashon lefi masui. You calculate based on the weight. You're lightening the load on the ship. If they say everybody has to lighten up the load 100 liters, this one will toss his gold and that one tosses iron. Goes by weight. Binisan, Shagal Anar, Mavsharas Shalagim. The river is swollen in Nisan due to the melting of snow, and the rains. Chakim Chad Ashla, they only go one Ashla. Lo Chevel Svasanar, Soch HaMayim. Tishrei, Shamayim, Chaserim, in the month of Tishrei, 6 months later, when the waters are much lower, Vasfina Gosheshes, Eitzos Vasanar, and the boat drags by the riverbed, riverbank. Regilim Yisrachek, Soch Omech HaMayim, Trei Ashli. So typically they go deeper into the water, Trei Ashli. And this one went in the time of Nisan to the place where he would have gone in Tishrei, in the middle of the water, because at that time of year the river is strong and large, so that caused the capsizing. That's called the negligence, and there's no compensation from the sailors. Taraban, Shiora Shahaisa Maleches Bamidbar. Our sages taught that a caravan that was going in the desert, V'amad Gaius, V'tarfa, and bandits came to rip it apart, V'amad Echad Mehen V'hitzil, and one stood up courageously and saved, Hitzil Emsa, he's fighting courageously, he saves for the entire caravan. V'imama, and if he declared, I'm saving for myself. Then he's saving only for himself. Hey, Ridami, what's the case? If he's able to do the job and fend off these bandits, so then, even with his declaration, why don't we say that he's working on behalf of the group, of this whole caravan, and they should all share in this saving. And if it's really beyond his means, so then even without declaration, why don't we say all is lost, whatever he saved is after Yush, and it's for himself. Amar Rami Bar Chama Hacha Beshut Naskinan. Rami Bar Chama says we're talking about partners. Gonze Shotov Cholik Shalola Das Chaver. And in this case, we're talking about a Shotov who is breaking up the partnership. So you have a partnership that now the one getting up is coming to dissolve. Omar Poli. So if he declared it, then he has divided the partnership. Lo Amar, lo Poli. If he did not declare it, then it has not been divided. He's just a shutif. He's a regular partner. See Rashi. Hitzilemta. He saved for the middle. Kolechan makir shalo vinoto. Each person will recognize that which he saved from these bandits and take it. I shecholim bailim lahatzel. If the owner is able to do the job and save this caravan from the attack, lo yush, there's not going to be despair. Afilo amar la'atzmo gazlanu, and even if he said I'm saving it for myself, there's no yush, he's a gazlan. They could fend for themselves. What's the problem? Who's he to start stealing from them? Ha'cha b'shutif, here we're talking about a partner. Uvein yicholim la'atzel, ben en yicholim la'atzel. And it doesn't matter whether they're able to or unable to. In the case of the loss of money, the right of a partner is to divide the partnership. He's not stuck in it forever. He does not need his friend's consent. So he says, I want to divide. Amar Pali, Ma'akiv Chalko, it's Ma'ashiyitza. He says, I want to divide. And he's going to hold as his portion of the division that which he saves from these bandits. Lo amar, lo bali. But if he didn't declare it, then he has not effectively disbanded the partnership. Yishaper oved, demosu nafshe, a'iska detarvai. And in a partnership, each partner should exert themselves for the group. Hoyal v'hu shotef imo, their partners together. Urche lemitra chakule iska. It's the way of partners to work for the entire business. So if he didn't declare it, it's for them all in shared case. It's not dependent on this question of yush or not yush. That was one mahalach. Rama bar Chama. Rava amar, ha'acha b'poel en aspina. Rava says a different mahalach. What's the case here, where the hero comes to save, and it makes a difference whether he makes the declaration or not? We're talking about a poel. He's a day laborer. Rashi says, b'poel shahaya sachir lebali svina, she'ein yichon lahatza. The Hagos says it should say shayar. We're not talking about a svina here, we're talking about a caravan. So the person getting up is not any member of the caravan, but he is a hired laborer. And the case is where there's no real ability, no expectation to be able to fend off these bandits. Since in such a case, as a hired hand, so there's yush, there's despair, but if he's zoche from hefker, as a poel, it goes to the Baal Bais. Ukirav, the Amar Rav, poel yochel lachzor bo, afilu b'chatzi hayom. And in accordance with the teaching of Rav, that the hired hand is able to undo the terms of the deal, say, I'm no longer going to be working for you, he's allowed to quit. The difference between a poel and an eved cannot quit, a poel can quit. Afilu b'chatzi hayom, even up to half of the day. And all the while that he has not terminated his employment, so he's in the domain of the employer, and why is he able to go back? It's another reason. As is written, Kili b'nei Yisrael avodim. For to me, the children of Israel are slaves, v'lo avodim avodim, and not slaves to slaves. The special drasha that a poel is allowed to quit, even though he agreed to a contract, maybe he should be bound by it, it's like a short-term slavery. No, he's allowed to quit. Fine, so if he gets up and quits and says, I'm doing this for myself, and as Rashi pointed out, there's yush, it's a hopeless situation, then he gets for himself. But if not, if he didn't make that declaration, even though it's hopeless, a poel who gets an aveda, finds a mitzia, goes to the Baal Bais. So it's l'emso. It'll go for the whole caravan. He has to declare that he's no longer working. He quits and then embarks on this heroic act against all odds and succeeds. If he declared that he's quitting, then he gets to keep it for himself. If not, then he did it on behalf of his boss, the one who hired him, and that's the caravan. That's a second mahalach. Ravashi Omar, kishyocho lahatza aided chak. Ravashi says a third mahalach, when he's able to save with great exertion. Golidaiti la'atzmo, lo golidaiti le'emtza. In such a case, where it's possible with great exertion. So then, if he declared it for himself, then fine. And if he did not declare it for himself, then it's shared. Rashi, Rav Ashi Omer La'olam B'inish Ta'alma. We're not talking about these fancy cases. Not a case of Shutfin breaking up or a poel who's quitting. But regular people, members of this caravan, but to actually be willing to put their neck on the line to save their belongings requires great heroism. And he doesn't want to do it to save his friend's stuff. But if he declares, I mean, unless he doesn't declare, if he doesn't declare, then he's doing it for the group. But if he says he's only willing to do it for himself, so it works. Amila Atzmi, Vishoma Bailim, Vishasku, they heard and were silent. Velo, Masra Atzma. Asaradai Zai, V'gola d'yush. They didn't say, hey, we don't want you to do that and take our stuff. We'll roll up our own sleeves. We'll put our own brass knuckles on and start fighting with these bandits. They didn't do that, so they're megalit, they're miyash. V'lo boi mimsoen of shayim. They're not up for it. Miu heichad yichon lahatzel lahedyo. But if they can easily fend off these bandits, v'lo shom of shasku, even if they heard and were quiet, lo kani. In that case, you will not acquire it, even by declaration. Mistom lo yush. Said, what are you doing? What are you talking about? You can't take our stuff. These bandits, they're no match for us. We'll take care of it. Even though they were silent. Interesting. But if it's not like the Edchak, if it's simple, just blow them away. So then he is not Zoche, even with a declaration. Mishnah. A gozel sadem chavero, somebody steals a field from his friend. Minat lua masikim, and bandits took it. Im makas medinai, if it's the scourge of the country that is overrun by bandits, you can say to him, tough luck for you. Your property got overrun by bandits after I stole it. Sorry. Im machmas the gazlan, but if it was caused by the gazlan, he stole the property, and that was causative in the bandits coming and taking possession of it now. He can't say, look, you and I both know exactly where your field is. I'm sorry I stole it, but they're there now. These bandits, they're tough characters. The gazlan has to pay for him, compensate him with another field. Rashi, natlua masikin, anosin, gazlua mina gazlan. The other bandits that stole it from the robber, makas medinai, dansua, arza, dachrini udech, that are just marauding across the countryside, and they stole other people's properties and this guy's property. V'hi machmas gazlan. Mefarsh v'gemara. Gemara is going to explain what it mean if it was because of the gazlan. Let's see the gemara. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, "Man detani masikin lemishtavish." One who has a girsa like our girsa in the Mishnah, masikin, for bandits, robbers, that is not a mistake. "Man detani matzikin lemishtavish," and an alternate text of the Mishnah, matzikin, is also not an error. "Man detani matzikin lemishtavish," the one who has the text, matzikin, is not an error. Tichsiv, in accordance with the verse. The Motzar of Motzok. Dvarim Chavches Nun Gimel. Asher Yotzik L'cha Oivecha. Uman Detani Masikin. So we have such a lotion of causing privations by siege. So Matzikin is a reasonable description for these robbers. And the version of the Mishnah that has Masikin, lo mishtabish, is not an error, dilsiv, in accordance with a different verse, yoresh, hatzulotzal, mutagminon, yachsenine sakoa. And there it's talking about the arbe, these locusts, that are translated as sakoa. So masikin is also a reasonable description. They act like vociferous locusts that are consuming anywhere in their path. Rashi says, "Tzaltzel arbe gazlan hu she'ochel tefus klodem." The locusts are thieves. They eat the grain of every man. Im machmas gazlan chayev. Mishnah said, if it was on account of the gazlan that these masikin came, then the gazlan is liable to compensate the victim with a new field. Hey, Ritami, what's the case? Ilema dansula aradide, veloansua kule arasa. if you say the case is that he caused them to come to this property and they did not come anywhere else in the land, this should be a simple derivation from the introduction to the Mishnah. And if this is a breakdown in society of marauding bandits, so it should depend on what the case is. What is this special new chiddush circumstance where the Gazan brought about these bandits to the property? In a case where he showed it, Rashi says, "Dachuy achuy, shelo gazlohu atzmi." He didn't steal himself. Shama beis hamelach shemavakshim legzol sados. He heard from the house of the king that they're looking to steal fields. Beher lehem. He says, "Oh, I have some great fields for you to steal. Tlukakazu shaploni. Why don't you take his field? It's a great field to steal." So he's a moser. Lishnachrina. Alternatively, hachab ma'askinan. What's the case? Kigon dansu akum, that there was duress from idolaters. Amri le achuy aratze, and they said, "Show us your property." Obviously, to be stolen. Achayhu badai, and he says, "Yeah, this is my property and my friend's property. Look at that. That's a nice one." So, in such a case, he is liable. Hu gavro dachuya akare dechite de beirish glusa. There was a fellow that revealed, he showed a pile of grain that was owned by the exilarch. Also, Kameda Rav Nachman, the case came before Rav Nachman. Chayve Rav Nachman l'shlume. And Rav Nachman said, the guy who showed this pile of grain to be swooped down upon and stolen, he has to pay. Yosef, Rav Yosef, Achurid Rav Huna Barchia. Rav Yosef was sitting behind Rav Huna Barchia. Yosef, Rav Huna Barchia, Kameid Rav Nachman, who was in turn sitting before Rav Nachman. Amalei Rav Huna Barchia, Rav Nachman, and Rav Huna Barchia said to Rav Nachman, Dina Uknasa. So the question, is this the law, or is this a fine? You made him pay for that pile of wheat that he revealed to those looking to steal. You made him compensate. Is that compensation the strict requirement, or is that a fine? Amalimas Nisani. He says, Rav Nachman said, this is a din, this is a Mishnah. Titnan as a Tarna Mishnah. He has to give him another field. And the case we're describing of the Mishnah is where he showed this property to be eligible to be stolen. Bosad Nofak, after he left, Amar Le Rav Yosef Rav Huna Barchia, Rav Yosef said to Rav Huna Barchia, "My nafka lachmina, what does it make a difference? Idina iknasa, whether it's the law or a fine." Amalei, he said back, "Idina gamrimine, if that is the law, then you can derive from it a general principle. Iknasa lo gamrimine, but if it's a fine, you cannot apply it broadly." As she says, "Idina hu shemasim shalim, this requirement that the moser, who handed over another's property to be stolen, that he must pay, is that compensation a legal requirement at the letter of the law, or is that a fine? You can apply it broadly, if every case, if that's the din, if it's a knas, so then you only say knas where you have a knas. You cannot apply it as a general rule."